what had happened yesterday. The Tumi Yishon, the two items said yesterday you were Tumi. And he says now that today he's not Tumi anymore. Today, my Shinoch Chalov and Abiyas Migdash, the Demoy delay, that's the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because when he says he did not eat Chalov and not going to the Beis Migdash, the Imrod Tzayim Amazer Yisi, that he could have said what he was amazed. So we believe him when he says lo yechalti, that we explain that he meant to say do not eat b'shoygu b'bemezid, we believe him. To explain himself, if so, tumi yishomanami. Then when two Adam says he became tumi yesterday, so what? And he says, no, I did not become tumi, we should believe him. It should also be mitarz dibu, we should explain his words like this. If the person, what he meant to say, we want to, he could have said, lo yamarati b'tumasi yelo tivalti. I am not still tumi, but rather I went to the mikvah. So if the two items said he became tumi yesterday, so we should believe when he says, loydnit tumes, I did not become tumi, meaning to say that I went to the mikvah yesterday, and therefore today I'm Torah completely, and he's not going to the Beis HaMikdash. So what did the Rabbanon say? I do not admit my tumah. So what's the pshat here? What did the Rabbanon argue? Some Ravina says, so the Chur, the Havimin, what we're talking about now with tumah chadosha, or tumah today. So you see, and here, since the two Adam said you became Tommy today, there we don't believe you, because you can't explain that you went to the mikvah today, it still won't help you, you'll still be Tommy. So who is to clear the Pshat Rabbanon is not that you believed against two Adam, but we only believe you when we can explain your words, that's what you meant to say. But when we can't explain your words, like by Tumah Chadasha, then you're not Neman. So who you have right, Rabbanon hold, it's only because we could explain your words, and not by Tumah Chadasha. Samara says, no. Amr Ravina says, the Olam really will tell you about Tumi Yishana. We're talking about now the Davki Yeroni Yitumi Yishana. Tumi came yesterday. So the question is then, why did the Chum say we don't believe him? Why not? Why can we metarz de Bure? So Mazal Goyin, the Amr Layedim, or Chal to Kodishim Batuma Saguf. To Adim said, we saw you eat yesterday Kodishim when you were Tumi. Vuaymalon, he says back to him, learn it Mason, no, I was not Tumi yesterday. See, if for sure is going directly against what the two Adam said, it's not enough to say he went to the mikvah today, or even yesterday, so what? But the two Adam are saying, we saw you eat kochim when you were tummy. So if he says, no, I did not eat it when I was tummy, there we don't believe him. Here we can't explain what he says. Here you can say that you're not still tummy, but you went to the mikvah. Why does it help you? That doesn't help you. They're saying you ate it when you were tummy. So even if you went to the mikvah afterwards, still you're chayiv. So my omelon, what do the edim mean? What does this person mean to answer back? Tovalti v'yachalti, that I went to the mikvah and then I ate it. If so, ki omelon hochi, ichashle diburi kama, miyu betuma maga, that I call upon him being machish, what the two edim said. The two edim said that yesterday you were tummy, and we saw you eat the kachim, we saw you touch the kachim, that you made the kachim tamei. And you're saying, no, you never made the kachim tamei. So for that much, you're not nemon. That's going your head-on collision, you're going directly against the two Adim. Like, we can't explain your words at all over there. Because there the pshat is, like they're saying, yesterday you were tamei, you touched kachim. So you're not nemon to say you weren't tamei yesterday. So that's what the chum of you. Here. So that's the pshat. So Pachi smash, but then the pshat from the chum is, they only believe because we say metasin in the world when we could explain your words. But in the case where we cannot explain your words, then you're not nemah to disagree with the two edim. Omer of Nachman says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Nachman says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That Yehuda is the one that says here, Pashto know that we always leave the person. He's even nemah against two edim. Rabbi Yehuda's lashon was here nemah adam leimalatim yisur meyish period. The mashma not because metafsina de bure, but stam nageya to kapora, we believe the person more than to aid him. See, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, lo yomruel lebeinoy lebeinatzmai, uli atzmai, that we believe you more than to aid him is only nageya to yourself, between you and yourself, and only nageya to yourself, not nageya to somebody else. Like if somebody else wants to know, could I eat this tyrus that you touched, avada no. The gate to anybody else, since two Adam said you were Tomei, the gate to anybody else, we have to act as if you were Tomei. And the other people cannot touch you, cannot eat from your kachim, anybody else has to rather believe the two Adam. It's only you swore that you yourself have a right to say, I have no doubt about the matter. For me, there's no suffix, so for you, you don't have to listen to the two Adam. You could act like you're Torah. But negate to anybody else, Avada, we have to leave the two Eidim better, and you'll be Tom negate to anybody else. Omer Rashlokesh says, though, Moedi Rabbi Melech Chomel, Ramei is the one that says we believe the two Eidim always more than him. But in one place, Ramei agrees to Chomel. Shem Omer Loi Shnayim Ba'alta Shifcha Harufa. If two Eidim say to this man, we saw you live with a Shifcha Harufa, and Yechai the Korbin Oshem. The woman, he says back, Loi Bi'alta, no, I did not live with her. Is Mammon. Even Ramei agrees we believe the person more than two Eidim. The question is why? Because here it's a better metasim of the burei, the boyomaloin. If the person wants, we could have said back to him, loy gomarti biyosi. As if to say, I did not do the chet at all. You say I live with the shivcha. I can say, even though I live with her, I only made a tchilas bi at the beginning. I didn't go into it completely. We learned before the Boston says shivcha zera, you only chayv if you make a gemar bia. See here, the person then would say, didn't do an aver at all. See here, Rameya says, we believe him. Hashem came before when the two Eidim said you ate chalif. So Ramea says we don't believe you if he says he didn't eat. The Chomis say we believe him to say he did not eat it b'shoigi but b'mezid. So he's telling us he did a big aver, he ate a b'mezid. That Ramea says no, we don't believe you. We don't believe you to say you did a bigger avera. But over here the pshat is Ramea believes the person if he says he didn't do an aver at all. Like he's telling us I didn't do anything wrong. I live with the b'mara only with a tchilas bia. There's no, that's not the Yisra Torah. The Yisra Torah is only to make a gemar bia. So here when the person has the right to say, I didn't do anything wrong, here even Rav Meir also would have believed the person, and it'd be Neman. Omer Rav Shesh says, also, Rav Meir also agrees to Chomin, that there is a time we'll believe the person more than to aid him, but Nozer Tomei, in the case where the Nozer is Tomei. Sha'omru Lo Shnaim, two people said to him, Nitmesa. Two people said to this Nozer, we saw you become Tomei. For why am I learning to Mason? And Nozer says, no, I did not become Tomei. So Ramei also agrees, we believe him, and he's parted from being in a korban now. Why? Because Dibo Yomar Nishalti on Nizori. Again, the person could have said, I didn't do an aver at all. The person wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I didn't do anything wrong at all. He could have said, I was sure, I took off my Naziris. And if he sure went to a Chokhun to be mad to the Nazir, the Naziris, he's allowed to be Matamal Mason then. So now that he says Lo Nitmesi, Ramea believes him. So the kid says, Ramea believes him if he has a Migu, that he could have said he didn't do anything wrong at all, that's a Migu Taiv. So then Ramea agrees, admits that we believe him, and Mestom will be Metasim in the Burei. Ramea only argues in the Mishnah if the person says, Lo Yechalti, I did not eat. And he wanted to tell me, he meant to say, did not eat a B'shoiga, but he ate a B'mezid. So he's saying, did a big Aveira, there Ramea says we don't believe him. But if the person has a way out to say, I didn't do anything wrong at all, then even Ramea says we believe him. Omer Abaye says, Moedi Ramea agrees to Chomim, Shemomru Lo Shnaim, if two people say to him like this, Yodei Ato Beidus Pliny, we know that you know Eidus for Ruvain. So we're telling you now, come and say Eidus, and not left to swear. Two Eidim say, we know for sure this person knows the Eidus. Vuayma, this person says back, no, Lo Yadati, I did not know the Eidus. And he swore, and he still says, I do not know it. Lachar is potter, he's potter from the Korban Shua. Why? Because the Ibo Yom, if want, he could have said, Lo Niskavanti Liedis, the person could have said like this. Not that I really didn't see the Eidus. Really, I saw the Eidus. But the Maestro is when I saw it, I had in mind, Padavka, not to be an aid. I had in mind not to be an aid. So if you have in mind not to be an aid, you're possibly Eidus. So that's why, again, he could have said, Lo Niskavanti Liedis. I never had intentions of being an aid. So even though really I saw it, I have a right to say I didn't see it, meaning I'm not a good aid. So in such a case, again, when a person has a right to say I didn't do anything wrong, Ramea then believes him with this matasin in the word. Then Ramea agrees. Ramea only argues if he has to say I did something wrong, then we don't believe him. Then the Mishnah says, Ochal chelev v'chelev b'lamach. Let's say the guy eats one kezayas of chelev, then another kezayas, was all in one forgetting, so there's only chayv one korban. Maskal or Rav Zera, Amai ain't a chayv alachav sachas. Why you only chayv one chatis? I vo day zayis chelav ochel. Amai see two different kazeis of chelav. So why is the chayv a chatis for each one separately? Some lay Abaye. It's back simple. Ha'alom is mechulakis. It's only if you forgot and remembered in between. So every time you remember, that makes it for new aver yichayv a new korban. But vo ochel amachas. We are all in one big forgetting. The ikah. Since it's all he forgot, no, he ate chalif, and he forgot its also and he kept on eating it. So since it's in one forgetting, it's only chayiv one korban. Ikud demak shalohaki. Some ask a question like this. Time medelamakas. Why do we say it's only chayiv one? Because it's one forgetting. Hobishtel asmash would be two forgettings. Chayiv shtam would be chayiv twice. Amai shame chela vechru. Why it's only one issa chela? So why is it chayiv two chatois? Omalei abaya. By his next symbol. Halom is mechulakim. No. Lamais is a different helam here. Since a different helam, the halom is his mechulakim. Every time, like you've forgotten, then you remember every yediyah, every remembering you have. That's mechala makes sense in numaisa. Therefore, you bechayiv two chatois. Ocha chela b'dam l'pig of numaisa chayiv, which says, but let's say eats different averis, even though it's all in one forgetting, his chayiv chata speech one separately. So now, mimin echad chayiv pshita. Then the Mishnah says, let's say eats a chati kezayis chelev, then again a chati kezayis chelev. So his chayiv chatas. But if he ate a chatzi gezayis of chela and a chatzi gezayis of pigla and of noisa, if it's behele mechod, he's potter. For the more min echel, if he eats a chatzi gezayis, then another chatzi gezayis, chur pshiti yechayiv, avada. Lamais, you ate now a gezayis of chela with one forgetting, avada yechayiv a korban. Om Rashlokish said, the Chiddush mission is like this. Om Rashlokish, mishum bar tutini, kegoin sheochlu bishnei tamchuyim. We're talking about now, you add these two chatzoyis, they sim in two separate plates. And you ate it in one plate, then you ate the other plate. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, still Yechayiv HaKorban. And the Chiddush is Valibut Rabbi Yeshua, the Yom that he holds Tamchuyim Mechulokim, that since he ate in two separate plates, he holds the Moshkel, he ate one Kezayis from one plate, then another Kezayis from another plate, he holds Yechayiv Tuchatois, because each plate is Mechalik. So according to him, I would have thought to say, Mal B'Tayim, I would have thought to say like this. Mal B'Tayim, Kiyam Rabbi Yeshua Leshna Lekulav Leshna Lechumra. He even says in Lekulav Ros, like in our case here, where he ate a chatzi kizayis of chelik from one plate, then he ate another chatzi kizayis from another plate. So I would have thought to say, according to him, he's potter from a korban. Because since he ate from two separate plates, it's like two separate actions, each one by itself, he's potter. Is Kamashmulon no dechayiv, Kamashmulon yechayiv. Alma, what do we see? Lechumra Oma Lekulav Leyomar. That he says two separate plates, like two separate actions, that's only l'chumra. If in each place was a kezayis, say he holds yechayiv two chatois. But here, with each place was only a chati kezayis, so he doesn't say l'kula is called like two separate plates, but here with mit, it's like one plate, and you'd be chayiv. Yeah. Amal l'chumra, amal l'kula lo yama. Ika the army sums it like this. Al seifa mishnei minim potev shita. The seifa says what? That from Shnei Minim is part of Yed, a Chatzi Gezayis of Chelef, a Chatzi Gezayis of Noiser, a Chatzi Gezayis of Pigel, that you put them. Chashpiz Chur Pshita, Avada. Each one was only a Chatzi Gezayis, you can't put the two together. Avada, you put them. Some Reshlok, on this Reshlok, it says, Mishrim Batutini, after they could go in the case, says, Shochlu Bishnei Tamchuyim. But I want now Yed from two separate plates. That's the Chiddush. Falib to Abishua, and the Chiddush is according to Abishua. The Yom that he holds Tamchuyim Mechulokim. He holds if you ate from two separate plates, it's Mechalak. If you ate a Kezayis Chelev from one plate, then another Kezayis from another plate, he holds a Chayiv two Chatois. So it's like this. The Marathim, I would have thought to say, Kiyom Rabbi Yeshua Lechumra. When did he say the two separate plates is Mechalak on the Lechumra? Avo Lekulu Layama. But he does not say it Lekula. That what, since it's two separate, I would have said it's like one plate. Kamashma, no, that mi beis minim potter, the only reason why you potter is because it's two different minim. That what, it was a chatzi gezayis of chelev and a chatzi gezayis of noiser. But mashma, if it would have been a chatzi gezayis of chelev and another chatzi gezayis of chelev, then you'd be chayif. Now, my mi beis minim, what does it mean to say mi beis minim? And what does it mean, my mi beis minim? It means we min echadu. Really, it's one min. The amai korle beis minim mishum the yochle beis that we ate from two different plates. Uktani potter, so it says yipotter over here. So that's beyond the sefer. Mashma, two separate plates, yipotter. So even though each one was a chatzi gezayis, but since it's in a separate plate, yipotter. Alma, what do you see then? Loishna l'kul, loishna l'chumra, kamri mishua, that yitaka potter. If that's beyond the sefer, so it's a krisis bira. Mi the sefer min echod, which nei tamchuyim. What the Vashan the sefer is, that it's one piece of chelev. Just since it's in two separate plates, it's your potter, because he holds even lakula.
Since you ate them in two separate plates, you can't put the two together. So each one by itself was only a chatzi gezayis yipoto. If so, ratio minechod v'tamchu yechod. Then the ratio one min must means in one plate pshita yichayiv. So that can't be pshar in the Mishnah. So what's pshar in the Mishnah? So Moses says rather like this. Ravina, we're going shahoy solo yediyah b'intayim. We're talking about right now that it was yediyah. What we're talking about now, it means it was a chatzi gezayis chaylev in one plate, and a chatzi gezayis in another plate. And he ate them together, and the chiddush is that yichayiv. What's the chiddush though? Going choice lo yediyah b'intayim. You ate one chatzi gezayis, and after you ate it, you realize you ate an aveira. And then you forgot, and you ate another chatzi gezayis. So chiddush is, v'libudu rav gamliyo, d'yoma ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. That even though you remembered in between, still here you b'chayiv achatzis. Because the yediyah that you realized in between was only an achatzi shir. That's not called the good yediyah. If you talk and remember you did the aveira, you did yichayiv korban for that. Then you forget and do something else. It's called a separate mice altogether. You can't put the two together. But over here, the first one was only a chatzi gezayis. That's a chatzi shir. You're not chayiv for that. That yediyah means nothing. There's none. We learn like this. Ha koisev shtei oisiv. Somebody writes two oisiv. Pishtei alomis. He forgot. He wrote one oisiv and he forgot. Was Shabbos. Then he reminded himself. Then he forgot again. Achra shachaz achaz arvis. And Gamliel machayiv. And Gamliel says yichayiv achatis. The chavim poitrim. Even though in between you realize it was Shabbos, but since you only realized you did an aveira of a chatzi shir, that's not called an aveira. So when you forget again it was Shabbos and did the second chatzi shir, the ma'aseh is called you did a complete shir on Shabbos, yichayiv achatis. For Rabbanan Savinom, yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir. Then when you realize in between that it's Shabbos, so you wrote now one ois on Shabbos, so without the mazay it's called that you did a chet on Shabbos, and you had a yediyah. So you remembered. But you're not chayiv achat, it was only a chatzi shir, it was only one ois. But it's not mitzvah anymore to the second ksiva, because it's not one helam, it's two separate alamis. That's the machlokes, if you remember something with a chatzi shir, are you chayiv or not? That's pshana Mishnah Rosh, the Mishnah Rosh is talking about yed a chatzi kezayis of chaylev at two separate times, and you remembered in between. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is still you chayiv a korban. Because since that yedi in between was on a chatzi shir, a yedi of a chatzi shir means nothing. Now the Mishnah says, "Kami Yishov Birchan." How long do you have to wait in between eating food? Kilo Oichel to say it's like called one achila. Yeah, this is a case here. Let's say a guy eats. He eats now shnei two chatzoy zaitim from one min. So Mishnah before says mstarif, but how fast do you have to eat them together to make it like one shear? So Mishnah says kilo Oichel and kloyis, like eating of barley or roasted barley, roasted wheat. Right, nice means kilu ochlan garni, like eating seeds. Perurim, but it means you have to eat them fast one after another, like you're mamish eating seeds. That's the first sheet here. Is kilu ochlan kaloyis libra b'meya. That's your main sheet. But if you stop eating, it's tamit starf. Vachomer mino, at shishor mitchilo v'yatzak v'yachilos pras. That's what we hold. As long as you do not wait like 2 or 3 minutes in between, as long as it takes your teeth, achilos pras means a half a loaf of bread. Is still called the shir of an achilas mitzaref and yichayiv. Ochel oichlin tameim. Let's say eight oichlin tameim. Veshos kamashkim tameim. Shoshos revias yain. We also drink revias yain nichlas lamidush. Veshoyik the achilas pras chayiv, and you wearing the achilas pras yichayiv. What is going on? Ochel oichlin tameim. What means in the shir chilas pras? Or else you shosha mashkin tameim revius, or else you drank revius yayin. To shosha revius yayin, but nichlas lemigdash for sure, nakadei chilas pras. So. It didn't wait more than this. Just didn't say you only waited just Kriya Achilas Pras. Then he's Chayiv. So then he's Chayiv. As long as you didn't wait longer than this year, then you're Chayiv. If he took a break in between, I mean the case where he drank wine, he's not drinking in one shot. Rather, he drank in two shots. He had a hefsek in between. or shnosel teichem mayim kosher, he puts a little bit of water into this revius of yayin, then he drinks and goes into the base of mikdash, his potter, because you have to drink only yayin v'sheichel ateisht, a revius of yayin, but here that you put some water into, you dilute it a little bit, will also hold your potter. Skitzas is machloik is about the star of lachilas pras. Yiboylu ramei lachum rukoma lakulu koma, lachum rukoma bachi koma, kilu oichol kolois, no matter how long you want to eat these roasted beans, the whole day long. So it means maybe the chumra, as long as you want, it could take you. As long as it takes your teeth, you can stay mitzarfit. And at this, the Rabbanu said back, no. You can't mitzarfit anymore, the mechayiv. So maybe a may attack is a chumra to say, as long as you're eating, if it takes you 20 minutes to eat this one kezai, it's still you be chayiv. And the Rabbanan said back, no, if it takes you more than these 2 or 3 minutes, you're potter. Or do a may be lekula kama, dochik toni, kilu echa klois means, v'hud lo yifsik ben ebenei. You only chayiv if you eat straight, without a break in between. Ah, but yifsik ben, if you break in between, alpha gada v'chilu v'yatsa v'yachis pras is potter. Even though the break was only a minute in between, and you finished those things within a minute and a half, still you be potter. On this, the only Rabbanan said back to him, no, kiv when the mechilu v'yatzev, the echilas prasu, chayif. So the Shah is Rameyah min l'kulo l'chumru. Toshma b'chol moimim at shishor v'echilas pras, mechilu v'yatzev.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again this lesson. The Mishnah will start over again tomorrow. We'll do this lesson tomorrow over again. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding down for Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll just start over again from the last Mishnah. We'll start over again. Again, it's Kami Yeshua Baichon. How long do you have time to wait when you eat? Kilu Eichol Kloyes Du Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Shittu is, as long as you eat a kisait, like eating Kloyes, like eating roasted wheat. So Chomer Nechom say, Achi Yeshua Metchidlu V'yatzak V'yachilus Pras. Any achila, you have to eat a kezayis, you have to finish it from the beginning until the end, how long it takes your teeth in achilas pras. Achilas pras, that's a half a loaf of bread, Rashi says it's dalet beitzim, the size of 4 eggs. As long as it takes you, I think we say now the mice, 2 minutes, some say 3 minutes, between 2 and 3 minutes, you have to finish eating the kezayis. Then you chayiv. If it takes you longer than that, then your pot is not called yet an achila. It's not called one achila. What's going to be ochal oichlin tmeim? Somebody ate food that's tamei, so lochra is it makes your body tamei. Or else for shosha mashkin tameim, you drank mashkin that's tameim, the same thing. So here's what ochel oichlin tameim, you eat tamedika food, or else for shosha mashkin tameim, so lochra is you become tamei. But you have to eat these also in the ktei achilas pras. Shosha revius yain, or else somebody drank revius of wine, v'nichtas lemikdash and went to the base of mikdash, says chai for that. So all these cases, v'shor k'deachilas pras chayiv. If he only waited from the beginning until the end of the drinking of this revius, like k'deachilas pras, he'll be chayiv. But if he waited longer, start from starved, then he'll be potter. Rebbe Elazar Oymer, in posak bo, by the drinking revius yain, if you waited a little bit in between, he also potter ready. Or yimnosam bo mayim kol shupotter. If you put a little bit of water in it, also potter. If that's all, the only chayiv going into the base mikdash, if he drank a complete revius of wine, without a stop, without a break. Now, he boiled up the question like this. Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, that how long do you have to wait in between by eating? He holds kilo eichel klois, like eating roasted wheat, but you keep on eating them. So the question is, he boiled up, Rabbi Meir lechum rukom, is he a bigger machmir? He said that you chayiv, even though you eat a longer time than ekdei achilas pras. Or lekulukam, else he's being maker. He said, no, you potter. He said like this. Lechumrakam is the pshat Ramei is being more machmir lechumram. V'ochi ketorni. This is what Ramei means to say. Kilo oichu kloyis. Means we have to look how long it takes you to eat these roasted wheat. Kilo oichu kloyis, like small particles. Tiafilu kulu yoyma, even if it takes you a whole day to eat it. That you cut up your revius or kezayis into very small pieces and eat it nice and slow. Even though you waited from the beginning of eating until the end of eating,
more than these 2 or 3 minutes, more than the time he's yechis pras, still yechayiv. Kivun the moshka chilosai mechayiv. Since lemaisa, that's how long it's like you're continuously eating. So Rashi says like this: if you take up your kezayis and make it into crumbs, and you leave it nice and slowly, keep on eating one after another. Let's say it'll take you 2 hours to eat it. So he holds then, even if you wait in between 2 hours, still you'll be chayiv. As long as it will take you to eat it nice and slow, small pieces, piece by piece. Maybe that's Rav Meir Shita L'chumra. And on this, V'yomu L'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say back, no. The Yachi Yishor V'Dechil Pras, Hu D'Chayiv. Only if you eat the Kezayis within the length of time, how long will it take you to eat this Achilles Pras, this half loaf of bread? But Yoysim at Achilles Pras, if you waited longer, from the beginning until the end, you waited more than these 2 or 3 minutes, then you'd be potter. So that's one way to learn the Machlokes. I don't know, maybe no. Lekulukam, every Rav Meir is a bigger Mekel. Dochi Gitzvon, this is what Rav Meir means to say. Kilo Echo Kloyes, one of your chayiv, if you eat it straight without a break, like you'd eat small pieces. For who the La Yistik B'nei B'nei, you did not stop at all. Well, the Yistik B'nei B'nei, but if at any time you would stop eating at all, even for a second, even though you finished the whole thing within 2 minutes, still you'd be potter. The liver of Meir is a bigger makel. The Meir is the only chayiv if you finish it within Achilles Pras, but also you don't stop at all in between. But if you'd stop in between, you'd be potter. And this, the Rabbanan said back, no. Since you finished it from the beginning until the end, within these 2 or 3 minutes, even though you waited in between, still you'd be chayiv. That the shell is Ramei Lechum or Ramei Lemekel. So where's the Toshma coming here? So the Chom and the Chom say, Ach Yishor V'Techil's Pras, Metchil V'Yatzar. The Chom say that Yechayiv, if you do not wait longer than Achil's Pras, Metchil V'Yatzar. That's what the Chom say. Ach Yishor. So like this.